Wells Fargo spokesman Jay Lawrence says the fees are a result of recent regulatory changes and the competitive banking environment. He says customers can avoid the fees if they have a minimum balance of $1,500 or make direct deposits of at least $500 a month.
So 80% of our customers will be able to avoid a fee, just like 80% of our customers in all avoid any monthly service fees.
But consumer advocacy organization Georgia Watch is concerned about the fees that Wells Fargo and several other large banks have begun charging. Liz Coyle is a spokesperson for the organization.
So we do think that consumers should take a look at other options out there, including credit unions or local community banks.
Wells Fargo says it provides customers with a good value for the services that they receive. Michelle Worth, WABE News.